Oh, Tashi Delay. How are you? Now going to first prayer. Read the prayer here. Generate bodhicitta mind. Bodhicitta means awakened mind. We can sometimes use the term, it's a little bit foreign term, Sanskrit term. Buddhi is enlightened, awakened. Chitta is heart, so it will enlightened heart. Then, what is source of enlightened heart, or the two aspect of enlightened heart is compassion and wisdom. Loving compassion, love, kindness, compassion, that aspect. That is said, all virtues related to love, compassion. All virtuous deeds, including mental, verbal, and physical actions, behind is motivated by compassion. And another aspect of bodhicitta is the action, the this compassion aspect of a bodhicitta has a two, furthermore, two aspect is one is the aspiration, pure aspiration. You wish, kind of what you're wishing for, very decisively make differences. So your motivation and wish is related. So motivation is very important. Then the actual applying onto daily lives, become a way of life yourself. So how you treat people, how you deal with the people, how you work with people, and these aspect, how you really look at people, or even that is express some your attitude. So the attitude is very important aspect. And then the daily life activities, including what is the aspiration is one side, and the one is the action is the other part. So always keep warm heart. Maybe not that easy for us, like deluded mind behavior for a long time. So it's not instantly we can driven by love for all the time. Suddenly we change it like 108 degree or something. But we, of course, we have a mixed feelings. Sometimes it's happy, sometimes kind, sometimes in certain special circumstances, we're going to be a little bit irritated, angry, or feeling down many things. But what we are here, enlightened mind is doing is we're going to absorb the mind by love, more manifest by love, and the kindness and compassion towards used to our love and the compassion is very preconditioned and very limited with our loved one, we have our kindness or by the good side of us, everything possibly. But with strangers or some people's kind of appearance and what they were doing is something you don't really appreciate, then our attitude to turn to more negative. It said, so anyway, this is so then the expand our compassion towards all type of beings is first. That means you have to, not you, but the one have to see what is the benefit of love and the compassion. What is the good side and what is the negative? Without compassion, what is the problem? So then we can see more clearly. Without compassion, the life will dry full of kind of suspicion and also feeling always uneasy, difficult to life, difficult to sleep, eating, and with a little bit of the even mental effect to the physical body may also have some impact. This is also scientifically, I think you can say mental condition is one key factor for health of body, physical body, health of. So from this reason, also another reason, other people also have a mind, have the consciousness, have the cognition power. So that means they really wanted to be better and wanted to be happier, want to kind of diminish or darkness, suffering, all of those things. It's the same. So from this aspect, we also try to expand our love and compassion towards on non-biased way, not because their attitude to me, not because I feel that person is something or look good or not good or anything, but purely from the essence of all sentient beings or conscious beings have this try to pursuing happiness, that basic elements is there, fundamental kind of. So when they're feeling happy, they're satisfied and they're feeling precious, they appreciate. If they have a difficulty in the fear and pain, then they feel uneasy. So it's the same with the animal also. So for this, and then they apply the way of the how to apply is there much of those taught by Buddha, how you kind of some way to share or offer your what you kind of can offer towards people surrounding you and serving them in somehow. So each beings are serving each other. So a most positive circumstance or environment you can create, it's kind of everybody's responsibility, and also there is a capacity to do it. So always make people much better than your existence make the surrounding or the world a better place or better, happier. One's existence disturbing everybody and anger everybody, then it's not good. So we have the capability to be good. So that is the enlightened mind, one compassionate aspect. And then the wisdom aspect is actually really a core, the problem of it is like more, if you even we can say, maybe we use the scientific term, well, I'm not sure, but we can say wisdom aspect is the key crucial, what is liberation related to, what always in Buddhism or other maybe religion, I don't know. They say some moksha or go to heaven or anything, liberation, awakening state. But in a Buddhist term here, awakening means see reality as it is. See the appearance and also see the ultimate state of what is not only surface of appearance, but also reality behind the root, or we can say fundamental level of reality. So if scientists find the reality of the physical world and the mental world, the reality, then that is Dharma. That is the bodhicitta. If we question or other religion practitioners, personal level or community level, they realize that truth, that they are the path, that is the right path. So in Buddhism, of course, here, the systematic teaching is here about the what is we experiencing, what mental aspect of emotion, conceptual arises from the gross level, subtle level, and the most subtle level of mind. They were talking about all of these. And we can not only talking, but what can one can experience by the training. So that is the aspect of bodhicitta waking inside part. Actually, what we're saying is our world is, we are having the continuous journey from very, very long time. Everybody is a reincarnation or manifestation of our deeds. So we are, this lifetime is one stop site, one station. And we will continue to vast universe, continue journey on the journey. That is the understanding. So the deeds or the compassion, these merit related differences, so have a different type of form of being, a form of body associated with different bodies. We can, once someone who in the realization is happened, then they can go beyond of the cycle of birth and death. So these are the basic view. So I'm going to, because we have a very short time, maybe next time we can extend a little bit time to 1 hour and a half hour. I'm thinking about you guys have to eat lunch at 12 o'clock. Otherwise, we can move from 12 to 1:30. Then we have a little more time. But while I'm saying something, you can eat or drink, no problem. So then maybe we don't have the issue problem of time. So now I'm going to prayer, the keen aspiration prayers, homage to Manjushri Youthful, the seven, so there here is seven preliminary for purifying the mind. This is a kind of a, sometimes we chanting in the beginning. To all the Buddhas and line of a human race in all directions of universe through the past and present and future, to every single one of you, I bow in homage or homage. Devotion fills my body, speech and mind through the power of this prayer, offspring to good action. All the victorious one appear vivid here before my mind. And I multiply my body as many times as atoms in the universe. Each one bowed in prostration to all Buddhas. And second offering. In every atom, preside as many Buddhas as there are atoms and around them. All their bodhisattvas here, and so I imagine them fill completely the entire space of reality. Saluting them with the endless ocean of praise, with the sound of the ocean of different melodies, and I sing the Buddha's noble quality, and praise all those who have gone to perfect bliss. To every Buddha, I make offering, that is offering part. Lovest flower of beautiful garlands and music and perfume ointment and the best parasols, the brightest lamp and the finest incense. To every Buddha I make offer to exquisite garments and the most fragrant powdered incense heap as high as a mountain mirror, arranged in perfect symmetry. Then the vast and unsurpassable offering, inspired by my devotion to all the Buddhas and moved by the power of faith in good actions, I prostrate to and offer to you, victorious one, confess whatever negative actions I have committed, while driven by desire, hatred, and ignorance, with my body, speech, and mind, also my mind, before you, the Buddha, I confess and purify each and everyone, and rejoice with a heart of full of delight. I rejoice at all the merits of Buddha and the Bodhisattvas, particular Buddhas, and those particular Buddha means some realization happened in a previous kind of a Buddha in the past said some dharma, and one self-realization happened. Seemingly in this lifetime they have no teacher, but actually in previous life memory or a deep imprint is there, so they figure out by themselves. Those in training and the arhat beyond training, and every living beings throughout the entire universe, and this is a turning view of dharma, just imploring the Buddha to turn the view of dharma. Now, you who are like beacons of light shining through the world, who passes through the stages of enlightenment to attain Buddhahood, freedom from all attachment, I exhort you to you, all of your protector, all of you protectors, turn the unsurpassable view of Dharma, requesting Buddha not enter into Nirvana. Is part now. And join my palm together, I pray to you who intend to pass into Nirvana, remain for eons as many as atoms in this world, and bring well-being and happiness to all living beings. Dedication. So what little virtues I have gathered through my homage, through offering, confessing and rejoicing, through exhilaration and praying, all of it I dedicate to enlightenment of all beings. So this is a seven branches of the offering. That is this part. So now our class here, maybe sometimes we don't need too long time to teach. Sometimes we need these prayers to generate aspiration of good action. Adopt in our mind that type. So last time, I believe maybe we were in 11. Abandon attachment to all things and stay free from desire. Attachment not only keep you from beneficial births, in fact, they call the future true liberations, true liberation. So in this generally is saying there are many levels of practice actually, but this one here is saying, automatically we have liberate, we wanted to achieve liberation, then we have to keep love towards all sentient beings. Same time, we know everything is changing. Everything, nothing remains stay. So here, abandon all attachment to all things. In Tibetan, they're saying, let's see. So it's like two beings, sentient beings, and also to every material existence. So one is the form of life and the non-life, lifeless material things, the physical world. And we have sentient beings have the moving and the saying or searching. Those in the sentient being and non-sentient beings in subtle level, a little bit difficult to differentiate. But generally we say, one can experience pain and pleasure different. One can identify or differentiate that pain and pleasure. So they're searching for pleasure and avoiding pain, including death and sick or anything, injury or those. So one can able to do that differentiation, then consider as a life. So plants, these may have a life, but they cannot, in our understanding, they cannot really differentiate the pain and the pleasure in a subjective experience. So in this, so it's a vegetable or these consider if you chop down, it's not good, but compared to kill a sentient being, it's different. So it suggests that we stay free from desire attachment towards a human being, not driven by love. Genuine love means without any condition, love without condition, that type of love. If we want to own more, we want to do become like a owning many things. So then it's a little bit different. Although we may sometimes have a love somebody, but if this person say, I'm happy without you, I'm in somewhere, then this person may angry and something happens. So this attachment or love, with a strong desire is not this. We are saying this different love. We consider that also love, but that love is bound to have a precondition. You are my girlfriend. If you go with somebody, then maybe this angry love turn to angry anger and become peaceful, become dangerous. So. Then those are not considered as a genuine compassion, a genuine loving kindness. If anybody respect them in their own experience and decision, say, oh, I'm happy here, then you can try to just work with it. If you say, somebody say, it's not a circumstance you can, but you can still have a genuine kind of care and wish their well-being in any time and place. That kind of altruistic mind is the compassion. So here is one is the attachment means one have the sense of self-importance and also self, strong self and the I and mine. That kind of a mental attitude is there. And very strong. So it's difficult, say, in instantly in the beginning, say, oh, selflessness, and at the same time, you have to have a love to everybody. Is that a contradict? Yes, there is a little bit contradicted the situation, but this is a journey of practice, so there is a contradiction. It's like use this temporary with the kind of a toxic emotion and maybe not, what is that? Distorted view. But still, you have a basic foundation, fundamental seeds of enlightenment or seeds of a fully awakened intelligent possibility always there. So a journey with that fully uncover or unveil that fundamental wisdom or primordial awareness is if one can fully decode, or we can say, then in the on the way, then still we have a feeling of self and the body and my possession and my virtue, my deeds, my merit, that kind of feeling. But that feeling should be reduced by the love to others. So it said, these, for example, we need a flower, but without mud, the flower is not producing. So mud seems a little bit filthy, but we need the filthy things to put on the ground to become the ripening of the sweet of fruit tree or a flower. So that is similar to words, some of I, me, that kind of feeling to driven this power to achieve enlightenment. It's like the ice melting into water, then ice nature is water, but in the polluted mind, the ice type of personality and feeling more tense without softness of the compassion that is possibly there. But with the training, a skillful way of deal with things, deal with emotion and thoughts, and then like sun shines, then ice melt into water. So it also those means, for example, another, we wanted to cure our body, but we need to go to hospital, sometimes eat, they take the medicine, bitter one, or even have the needle shot to give us medicine, even some certain operation. But there is a pain. There is a, even you want to cure disease, but the way of curing disease has the pain, another pain. So similarly, said if you want to go to the other shore, so you need the boat, then after you gone to the other shore, then the boat will be kind of leave behind. Similarly, in the beginning, we are not saying we should immediately selflessness or you immediately achieve that. It's impossible. So, but gradually we can transform that. So. Abandon all attachment and stay free from desire. Attachment not only keeps you from beneficial births, in fact, it kills a life of true liberation. That means, as we said, virtuous actions, that what is the causality of virtuous action? Then it said, if we avoid in our negative habitual patterns, then our, even if you're not saying, if we forget about the past life, future life, we if just look at this life, it's like that. If we have too much involving violence, then we have a more opportunity to injure ourselves, even death. Similarly, if you kind of stealing and robbery all the time, then you have a more higher chance to go to prison and lock up, or people may revenge you and you lost your wealth and even life, if possible. So it's same, like if you're telling lie too much, then nobody believe you, or the surrounding people will have a more cautious about you. And if one always to kind of use harsh words, then it's more chance other people also lie to you, use harsh words towards you, or you have as people you can kind of get together, get along, is that type of similar kind of the personality with yourself. Robberies can go gathering with the robbers. Someone always lies, then maybe they don't care about the lies, then you will feeling free and really feeling match with them. So similarly, our characters is really defining the what kind of karmic links we will associate, we were going to kind of connect with internal and externally. So in this sense, said one can practice generosity, then they from long term, one can have more people to kind to you, more people to kind of exchanging and giving opportunities, and more kind of you can see if you are generous people, then you may see many people generous to you. If you treat people well, people will treat you well. If you like hit people, may people will also hit you. Similar. So in the, he said, if you one can take self-discipline more, whether yourself alone or public, with the public, you guard your body, speech and mind, then it said it's a very source of one can have some human form of life. And if one can practice of patience, that is said, it's a patience is most that karmic result is the one can look safe, the can more peaceful. And also even parents, their feature or their kind of a appearance is much looking good. Appearance is there. It's said in Dharma teachings. So similarly, one inner love and those loving compassion and more self-renounced kind of attitude, then you are much free man, free person, than you too much attached to everything, that type of situation. So here is saying one attachment. If too stingy, what is the problem for the too much? Then our mind become narrow, and our view and our gesture will be kind of a very driven by that inner attitude, and then we become not having. So what is it? We cannot do much good thing, and also with the people. Always have a very fragile relationship or anything like that. So, and from life after life aspect, then it said the too much self-grasping and stingy, these have a negative consequences for future birth. So even cannot go higher, like a human or God realms, Goddess, this form of life is difficult to achieve. It's Dharma also said that the anger is the reason many people falling into hell realms. and the very, very greedy and the stingy, or this attachment is very strong, then it's the ghost, hungry ghost realm is the causal level of that. So when we do anything good or virtue or non-virtue, we're always thinking about what's the cause, result. Cause is result. If it's already there, so then it's difficult to avoid. But from causal level, can change. So in Dharma also said, ignorant people afraid of the result. When results come, they don't really like and know how to say. They're irritated, difficult to deal with it. And wise people afraid of the cause. That means they can try to avoid from causal level. Then the result will be automatically you don't face those negative consequences. They said that Bodhisattva will fear the cause and normal people will fear the result. That is said. Result of the fruition or result. And then it said that the attachment not only keep one in lower realm rebirth, not go higher. Furthermore said this will kind of cut off one from not really complete cut off impossible. But it's the lower realm is like like paying back the balance of karma, negative karma. It's like one cause themselves health issue. They don't really taking care of their body. Then the result is in the hospital. They have to recover for a long time. It's like the lower realm. Of course, it's a more intense and difficult situation, but it's like a recovering, a balancing, rebalancing that cycle. And it's a liberation, then it means when attachment too strong, then one's kindness, compassion is difficult to expand. So that then make people cannot go higher realm. And then furthermore, when very strong attachment means they are not really seeing the reality as it is from, one can originally, we are the consciousness can be liberated, weakened. We have a quality, same qualities as a Buddha has all-knowing qualities, actually said. It's all-knowing qualities. Is seeds of this are already there, but we are limited ourselves to particular attachment in life too much, then the stop blocking the liberation, the true liberation. Maybe we achieve something in a little in that life, in this and that, but the big aim, big, great, most full potential, we are not reaching that part. Our own full potential is we are blocking our liberation. This is a 4, the 10, and then 11, 12, 11, not sure. We should have 11 or 5. I think it's here. Yes, 11, 12, yes. when you encounter the cause of happiness, strive constantly, put them into practice. Whatever task you set out to do, accomplish that very thing first. In this way, everything will turn out well. If not, nothing will succeed. So it's said when you encounter with the cause of happiness here, you also said cause of happiness is the practice of compassion. Nobody dislike compassion. If you are compassionate, generally we can say particular incident, there were different understanding by people surrounding you, but generally compassion make yourself happy, make others happy, yourself peaceful, others peaceful. Compassion has the aspect of wisdom and skillful means. Compassion also good for, let's say, this life, future lives. Compassion also create all circumstance, good positive circumstances for self and others. And also even that is a step away to liberation. So compassion is very, very important. And as I said, it's a cause, encounter with the cause of happiness. Another is, of course, it's a wisdom to analyze things thoroughly. And from the core of their nature of this phenomenon is very, very understand, very important. So it said, it's like that. One person already know how to train one's mind and change one's behavior to can transform themselves to path and the result of a fruition of a compassion and a wisdom. Then we really, like Buddha Dharma, we should take this opportunity to cultivate sincerely and constantly. If we say, there are many different paths, so let's just kind of do little and not really further studying and practicing, not only listen, but one after listen, one have a spend a little time to contemplation, contemplating in the wondering and thinking about it. What is the really revolutionary change happened inside of people? Sometimes with some life experiences, sometimes purely from analytical analogy, one can figure out that is a really right path for me. And that is make me happy and also make me confident and make me can chase the, what's it called, stopping the, all confusions, or understand then the unlock those not knowing kind of situation. Even though you can say ignorance, we can say that changing or like light or appears in the dark room, then it instantly become illuminating in the room, illuminated in by this light. Similarly, this Dharma very important. So if one have this, then to practice in your own way somehow, and also you have to compare to formal teachings and then adjust by yourself your own circumstances and the way of to observing and carefully taking within, and then this positive result or continuously kind of growth. So then they said, whatever task you do, set out, whatever task you set out to do, accomplish that very thing first. That means there is always saying the kind of hearing or reading, studying, so is first part of a study, the practice Dharma, study and the practice with the aspect of a study. And then second, the contemplation means the silently, or if you have a 10-15 minutes, sometimes people say, I'm so busy, I don't have that much time, luxury to practice alone for a long time. I have family, I have to do this and that. But actually, if you are sincere, that is most required, the quality, quantity, not quantity, but quality. Sometimes quite time is very also important, involve some time. But if you think clearly and focus the way, then it's not that difficult to understand. And also then, not only the thinking and the contemplation, the hearing and the contemplation of these teachings, but in the daily life, you reflecting your mind on those teachings. Even some people, most important few words of these essence, you can read on the note, and then you can remind yourself, or you can memorize those some stanzas, very helpful for you. Then in daily life, you can apply and often remind yourself, then it's really starting to changing. And the formal meditation also you can do in the morning, evening, for 15 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, to half an hour or more. You can do. Even you cannot sitting on a cushion, but you just standing or sitting in the coffee shop, you can think of those lines. There are no require you have to go to monastery to think of this, but one can think or mind without driving or this driving car. Then maybe you focusing on what you're doing, but others in a safe environment, you can think of those teachings without kind of distraction for a short period of time. Then even every morning you have the aspiration generate waking mind, compassion and wisdom aspect. Whatever I meet people today or somebody give me hard time, I will think, pray them to achieve enlightenment first. That kind of attitude, because that's a very strong relation related to you. So not normal people's attitude is somebody made me difficult, or they how to say, accusing me wrong or something, doing some bad on my reputation or that kind of, then they are very irritated, very negative feeling. But in Dharma, as I said before, it's a very different attitude. If you can transform most difficult characters in your life, transform your attitude toward them, then rest is no problem at all. So with the sincere saying, they create negativities. If I have something wrong thing, they are like a doctor helping me to kind of change in my behavior. If I'm my behavior, no problem, but just their own wrong perception, they may create negative consequences or karma. I wish they have more wisdom, and then they won't do that. They have more merit, they don't do that. So I wish they have a merit and wisdom, even achieve enlightenment first. Then they will not harming me or some other people, but always helping people. So this best solution is let them go to achieve Buddhahood first. And so here, the whatever task you set out to do, accomplish that very first means, like in the Buddhist practice, you also hearing, contemplation, meditation, action, and these are the order. You should kind of apply. When you meditate, you have something to meditate. You have nothing to meditate on, even not knowing how to meditate, then meditation is not much impact. If you know, then you say the thoughtless or stay in single current moment, single thought is not moving, or analytical meditation, or the resting meditation, or these are, you can kind of apply first resting meditation, second analytical meditation, and the more deeper they combine of do both in deep level. And then general content have the stages of meditation, also stages of studying. It's like experiential level of progressing Dharma teaching is one. First is the try to from think of all aspect impermanence. Life is very human. Life is very precious. Every action has a consequences. Have some kind of a causality circling, or the connection is there. From this aspect, we have to, we were going to generate some sense of renunciation. Renunciation means not originally we think only one way can fix something, or this is only one solution, or there is a rule, only this rule is the universal rule. But you found in a relative society, everything has the causality and the workout. People, one task, many people will do differently. It's possible. But there is a general kind of a special case is exceptional. But generally, there's order of more like your factory producing some good product, there is a process so that guarantee that quality. Similarly, generally, there is a quality kind of alliance of the process or stages. That is, first is renunciation, practice renunciation for a period of time. And then second step is to cultivate with loving compassion. More and more, you can go first loving compassion, then the renunciation is a part of that. It's okay too, but the classical kind of way to achieve is so it's second compassion and bodhicitta, the relative bodhicitta. It's generally it's aspiration and action in compassion. And then third is the aspect of wisdom. So it's said that the in Buddhist teaching there are many many extensive teachings about emptiness. Emptiness. Sometimes some people using different terms, but interdependency. Maybe it's a good interdependency. What is a appearance or relative phenomenon, and also what is the nature of a relative phenomenon? So that the nature of phenomenon analyze systematically, then the conclusion is everything has a what is it called dependent origination or co-rising, co-dependent rising. So that means in Buddhism, talking about the two truths, relative truth and ultimate truth. Relative truth means our physical world, every kind of a scientific way to find the many things, speed and rules. There are many like math or algebra or the physics, chemistry, these teachings have found the rules and the way of these relative phenomena works. So these are including relative means subject-object kind of related to all these physical world is the relative world. We know, we are not claiming no all relative phenomenon and their their behaviors or anything like that. But many people, we know some of those relative world, what is the reality in the relative world? Medicine improvement can cure disease, mechanic improvement, technology These all they found in the new material things, rare earth, and they can make something, or all of these, or even how we use the electric, or these are all this knowledge, and including virtuous kind of inner, that those inner cultivation can what change in psychological impact, and also how you reduce the negative result from cause. These are the relative methods. And ultimate means what is the, even it's said, it's, if you describe, use words, it's already relative. Ultimately, you have to kind of experiential level. That is sometimes even go beyond of a description. So this was said, beyond the words, beyond the expression. So only can individual can experience using the practice, dharma, meditation, and wisdom, they can experience that reality. It's like that. But we even use our language to describe, and the logical way to analyze. Is there is a possible to you, it said, if you cannot use a finger pinpoint to directly to moon, but the direction you can pinpoint the direction. So similarly, the words and the language and the description, analytical communication can make people to see that. So that is the ultimate wisdom or nature of mind. Those are not physical things. So it's mental, have gained some experience. Otherwise, it's more difficult to find the reality. The reality always there, but we have a cloud of fossil understanding, thinking these are more blockaging that pure reality. So reality is very, very close. You have a not even a single time you are kind of beyond, non-related, non-touched to the reality. But it's also like sometimes using the eyebrows said, it's close to your eyes in a very inch way, but you very difficult to see your own eyebrows. You, of course, we can use a mirror, but relatively, generally said, like eyebrows, it's too close, so you don't see. It's like that. It's because the essence of conscious or all things, the nature of phenomena, nature of mind is like that. So we can say this. So here he said, if we need like a step-by-step studying, and first we set up the view and then practice and apply those practice into not only meditative practice, but also daily lives. So it's action. And then can be become changing the result. So that is a kind of process. if we not following certain process, then the many things we cannot achieve, we cannot done well. So like we study in Dharma, we open one book and read a few lines or chapter, then kind of leave behind, put aside. and to do other things, and that also not complete the inner half or in the beginning. We kind of from beginning and few read the chapter or even few pages and then put aside and another thing. So if we do like this behavior always like this, we cannot really go deep and systematically understand these teaching practice also same. We do practice short time, we want to achieve high, too high. Aim is too kind of quick and wanted too easy and quick. And even say the most, how to say, the ultimate achievement for very quick and easy, that also not easy. So whatever we do is that you follow even big project, you have to piece them to a small plan, small kind of schedule. Big to bigger, like if you have a heap of earth you need to move, then you first calculate how much truck you need to load, and then load one by one. And eventually you can finish that task. And then it said big plans you can piece into small. Like 1 year is long, but if you can piece kind of into 365 days, then it's much easier. Just deal with 1 day, then follow after day, today, tomorrow. Like that. And then 1 day is, if you feel too big, then you piece them to 24 hours or then you, how much time you do something good and practice. And on time, you can say, oh, I don't have 1 day to practice. Then you just 1 hour, 1 of 24. If you say, I don't have 1 hour, then piece into 1 hour into like 10, then 60 minutes, right? Or you can piece into 4, then it's 15 minutes. If you can do 5, it's 12 minutes. It's like that. Even how much you can order the continuously can do, then you can keep that consistent with that work. So it's like a renunciation relatively fit in certain renunciation is everybody understand and can somehow to practice renunciation, as before said, without renunciation, attachment, they have a lot of consequences. To touch to things create a lot of conflict and sacrificing human relationship, friendship. Too much attachment, maybe not you wanted to gain more, but in fact, in reality, it's losing more and not easy. To even what I said, it's you when you accumulating too much attachment make you suffer, and when you keeping those possessions or anything like that, when you have too much attachment, your friend or partner they also suffer with those attitude. Then it's not happy. The end, everybody have a certain time on this life, not always life in one form of life. So then we have a difficult to letting go. So too much attachment is not healthy for all people. If you cannot hear well, then send a message, please. Sometimes I put this maybe not really in direction of you can hear clearly. So anyway, then with certain the renunciation gain, you have this encouragement, and then towards others to love is more easier, much easier. If too much attachment, too much concentrated one's happiness, oneself happiness, then extend to love and compassion towards outside and for even do something good, like family members, they have to do some chore. If one's focusing on oneself too much, then they think, I do this and I did that, thinking I did too much. You cannot see others doing many things because one focusing on one's own kind of benefit gain. And so if you feel you do too much, then you feel a little bit dissatisfied and angry towards other people, saying they are not good as me or something. So they end up you doing something, chore, but with the consequences of anger and unhappy feeling. If we are, our kind of mentality is more, how can I serve to my family members? And that is my honor, my kind of duty. Also, one can serve family, can become like positive energy of like everybody is contributing towards family has happiness and peace. So if I can regulate my body, speech and mind, my family will have a more kind of easy and restful atmosphere. I won't disturb. So that kind of because came from the not too much self and the ego and attachment, the opposite, we have a more thinking about others first. As we said before, one Tibetan master who is very famous, Kadamba master called Shengawa, he said, oh, my practice all is one, just one thing. Is others is important. Others first. So that is my guru. That is my deity. That mission or that the idea is my protector. So whatever what I do and I do my spiritual path is others is first. Others important. More important than this person. They become very, very good at practice. They have no mental suffering, no much kind of a conflict with the people. They have a sound sleep and with a good relationship with the people. And also, how to say, happy mood and nature, the fun of life in this life. When this person like end of their life, they feel, oh, I played well in this life and I'm very happy and I did good serve to other people. That kind of feeling. If too much self and then they saying, oh, I'm not happy and I'm selfish, maybe more, didn't really go end up good result. Mostly didn't really, the too much self always have a more negative consequences. It's definite. So it's like that. So anyway, because of time is here, we're going to stop here. You can search online. There's a kin, the kin of aspirations. You can, if you have a time, once a week or every other day, you can chant that. It's very good. Dedication. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby may every enemy, mental defilement, enemy means, be overcome. May beings be liberated from the ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.